It is always a pleasure to talk with Abram Himmelstein, editor-in-chief of the University of New Orleans Press, because he's always excited about books, and with good reason, because he's bringing a lot of them into the world. So, Abram, tell us about the very beginnings of UNO Press.
It was begun with the idea of promoting the work of UNO professors into the world. It was stewarded for a very long time by Bill Lavender, who brought a bunch of amazing books out as a part of the press, and including many of the favorites that we still have that are still the mainstays of the press. So he brought a lot of the great relationships that the press depends on also into the fold. He brought Whitney Plantation, which is every year one of our bestsellers and a tremendous book. And so about 4 or 5 years ago, it fell to me to see what we could do with it. And it's been a very great and interesting run for the last 4 or 5 years.
So what is the mission of the press besides bringing faculty's work into the world? Because it's changed a bit over the years.
That's right. We still are proud to do a lot of work from the UNO community. And we also are deeply proud of doing great regional work of New Orleans and Louisiana and deeper Gulf South. So for the last 12 years, we've been in partnership with the Neighborhood Story Project. In 2004, Rachel and I started the Neighborhood Story Project in an effort to create and deepen a writing program at John McDonough Senior High.
And we should say that Rachel is Rachel Brenlin, who is a professor of anthropology.
That's right, Rachel Brenlin, professor of anthropology here at UNO. 2004, 2005, we worked on books with 6 students, 5 beautiful books, and they came out in June of 2005, and they were the bestsellers in the city after Harry Potter. We were just hitting print for our second run of those books when Katrina hit, and so we regrouped and regathered the way all of New Orleans did, and we did a book with 9-time Social Aid and Pleasure Club coming out the door for the 9th Ward. Those guys just paraded last weekend,
yeah.
And they were, as usual, phenomenal. So, and then we did 4 more books with John McDonough students in 2010 called Documenting the Now, that series was. And then we have since then, Rachel has done a number of books with different partners, including the House of Dance and Feathers, La Care Creole, Talk That Music Talk. And I know that she's working on a book that will come out in this spring with Monique Verdin called Return to Yaakni Chito about home migrations. So those are the kind of Neighborhood Story Project books that are moving through the world.
You're not just a publisher, you're a writer, too.
On good days.
On good days. So talk about how these two things work together in your own life.
Well, I got into the business quite by accident after having collaborated with my friend Jamie on my first book, Tales of a Punk Rock Nothing.
Still one of the best titles ever.
And so we didn't know what to do with it, and we sent it to Henry Rollins, and Henry Rollins passed on it, and so we decided to just print up 500 copies in Gretna and put them in the back of the car and start driving. And so it was called a book tour, although we had nothing planned. We started driving in New Orleans, and every town we stop in, we try and sell books. And by the time we got to Portland, we understood a little bit about how the book business worked, and we had sold out. And so we started again with 5,000 books, and we sold those more quickly. We started to figure out the ropes, and then Morning Edition called, and soon we were in our third edition of 10,000, and it kind of grew from there. It was really unusual. At the time, I thought it was going to be my typical publishing experience. But it was a really unusual publishing experience and a lot of fun, and brought me into this industry that I really have spent my adult life in and deeply love.
Thinking Outside the Book exists thanks to the generosity of the Hellas Foundation.